can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 159-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
Once again, that's freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, we lost Henry. He was on hold, police officer, probably on duty at the time when he called in earlier tonight. And one of the more reasonable cops, somebody who understands that the drinking laws are entirely stupid.
Unreasonable.
Yeah.
And there's more important things for police officers to be chasing out in the streets. But my question to Henry was going to be that what if I'm really tired? You know, I worked all day and I went to a party. A friend invited me to it. I walk in, I'm exhausted, but I went to the party just to show my face, say hi to a few people. Some drunk spills beer on me.
Well, because he was talking about what we need to do is bring people up to speed. What he was saying is that we had a caller earlier who was at a party, underage drinking allegedly was going on. He was arrested for that. And I said, well, what evidence do they have? Did they catch you with a beer in your hand? Well, no. Well, they're going to make claims about you that you had got glassy eyes, your eyes are red, and you smelled like alcohol. And the allegation is that's enough for a conviction.
Which is baloney.
The question is, how many times have teenagers or, you know, somebody who's 20 been caught at one of these parties, been charged with underage drinking, and has actually taken it to trial? How many times has that happened? Because I guarantee you 99% of the time, they're taking plea bargains.
I was a bartender at 20 years old. I was serving alcohol at 20.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, the drinking age is 21, but it was 18. It was lowered during the Vietnam War in many states because they said if you're, like Henry was saying, if you're old enough to go over to Vietnam and get killed, you're old enough to drink. And so they lowered it to 18, and then they decided back in the early 80s that they were going to raise it back up in many states, so they would do it one year per year. So they went up to 19 and then 20 and then 21, so the people who could drink last year could still drink this year. They did it gradually in my home state.
Grandfathered in.
Yeah, they grandfathered in slowly, gradually, rather than doing it all at once.
But you see where I'm coming from, Wayne? That it's probably pretty unlikely that most of these young people are challenging these charges and taking them to trial.
Yeah, one time I got a ticket for going 56 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone because I was 19 years old and they knew I was going to fight it and they didn't know, the system and they just wanted to cha-ching, cha-ching.
Right. You're going to be intimidated. You're going to be intimidated. That's what they do. They have this process to beat you down and to intimidate you into just going along to get along. And they made it pretty easy for those of you just tuning in. The young man that was arrested was offered a plea bargain where he would only have to do community service and the charge would be wiped off his record, would be dismissed, essentially, which that's good. I mean, and he's already doing the community service, so whatever, make it go away, fine. But in general, taking plea bargains just encourages them. People taking plea bargains encourages this process of intimidation to continue. Can you imagine what would happen if you're at a high school party early college party, you get 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds around drinking alcohol. They all get busted in some massive cop raid, and all of them take it to trial?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen? They would have to prove every single one of those cases, and it would load up the court system so heavy, it's likely they'd start throwing charges out.
You know, and there's so many good cops out there, too. But, the caller had mentioned that the young man who was arrested, that they were making fun of me or saying things to me. So they were wasting their time with this young man who is
the police.
The police. They're wasting all this taxpayer money because it's their time is the taxpayer's money. Harassing this kid. What about the rapists and the thugs out there and the murderers that they're not catching? So they're harassing. They're wasting their time on this guy who's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night. I mean, there's usually that's when parties are going on. So something's happening out there. Some store's getting broken into, or somebody's having their car broken into, or robbed at knife point for crack or whatever. And you're right, the cops are spending a fair amount of police resources because when they go in and bust up a college party or high school party, it's not just two cops that show up typically. It's a lot, usually, because they know they're dealing with a lot of kids, and they know that a bunch of them are going to jump the fence and run, and so they'll get to chase some of them and tackle them or whatever. And so they're probably very jazzed up. up and very excited, a lot of them, you know, kind of that adrenaline rush, as we've seen a lot of police officers are hooked on the adrenaline that they get from entering into those situations, especially when they know they're not going to be fought back against in a lot of cases. Not to say that that won't happen at a drunken party, but in most of those cases, kids are just going to give up, and they're going to, you know, at worst case, they're probably going to run. Maybe the absolute worst case is you're going to find one that's unruly and willing to fight the cops, but that seems pretty unlikely.
Run out the back door.
Yeah. So
that's what we used to do.
I don't know. Running from the cops could get you beaten.
So. No, I mean, you go out the back door before there's anybody around the back.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, if you were cognizant enough to know that something's about to go down. But again, having these people actually challenge these charges would go a long way to ending this kind of treatment by the police. Because if they knew they couldn't get away with it anymore, if they knew that every college, I mean, we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a college town, approximately about 5,000 people here come here for college, and you know there's another 20 or so thousand that live here. And these kids are getting harassed all the time by the cops. And, of course, they're young. They don't know their rights. They don't know about how the system works. And mom and dad certainly want to make things go away. Mom and dad don't want to have to do anything with having their kids get convictions and stuff like that. So they just want to make things go away. And as you point out, Wayne, that in many cases these are convictions that are on their permanent record. And the only way to stop that from happening is to get lucky and have a plea bargain like the young man that we talked to would have, where the charge is dismissed if the community service is performed, or to actually challenge it, take it to court, and win. Because good luck proving that you're underage drinking. You got no evidence. You're essentially bluffing, cops. Now, I understand that the officer was saying that all he needs to do to make an arrest is to see you with, you know, at a party and believe that you're inebriated. But that's not a conviction. That's only to make the arrest. That's right. Not what you need, I wouldn't think,
but
to get a conviction.
But it sounds like the judges are going along with this stuff because it becomes like a big shakedown racket.
Sure they are.
The judges want to just have an open, shut case or rule that this officer's word that you had glossy eyes and you smell like alcohol is all the proof they need. But really, you need a little more than that.
This should be true. You're right. I'm not saying that the system isn't rigged and that you wouldn't get convicted if you took it. You know, if you didn't take the plea bargain, you went to trial. However, if you've been charged with a Class A misdemeanor, I don't know about Illinois it was Illinois where he was calling from. I know things are a lot worse in general in Illinois. So please, this is not legal advice. But I know that here in New Hampshire, a Class A misdemeanor, you can get a jury trial on that. So in that case, you're then showing that you're going to have to convince a jury that this young person was underage drinking. And if you don't have any solid evidence, I would hope that would mean the jury wouldn't rule in your favor. Would rule in your favor. So, just again, once again, we're having this conversation, and we were discussing this earlier in the show tonight, where people just are too scared to go down this road. They're too intimidated by what might happen. I mean, who wants to go to jail for a year? Who wants that? Well, odds are good you're not going to go to jail for a year. Even if you do take that charge to trial and you go in front of a judge or go in front of a jury, even if you are convicted, unless you have a long string of criminal history prior to that, odds are good that the judge is going to use some discretion and sentence you to something like community service anyway, even after you go through the trial. So in many cases, there's no reason not to go through the trial, and there's all kinds of reasons to go through with the trial, because you're loading up their system, you're adding something else to their court docket, they have to actually spend money and time prosecuting you at that point, whereas before it's just a big bluff and they're hoping that you'll just take the plea bargain. Now the prosecutor actually has to look at the case, the prosecutor actually has to come up with some evidence, he actually has to ask some questions of a police officer on the stand, they actually have to pull that police officer and put him, you know, take him off duty and put him on the stand, they have to go through the time and of scheduling a trial and scheduling everybody to be there for that one event. If people start doing this en masse, it will put too much of a burden on the system, and they'll have to change something about what they're going to do. And they can't just build a new court right quick, so it's not likely that they're going to easily be able to expand government, use this as an excuse to expand government. Their resources are limited because they're just state governments. It's not the federal government. So at some point, if they get too loaded up with too many cases, they'll just have to say, screw it, we're dropping charges. And we've started to see that happen here in New Hampshire with the activists up here. So it's a proven Proof of concept. We've got it. 800-259-9231. Guantanamo. Update your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live. Come on.
59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Coming Man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under, admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with the chat room built in to the very same page. You go to cam.freetalklive.com to see and do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And Memory Dealers brings you the webcam. They also offer you the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. MemoryDealers.com includes SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. Visit MemoryDealers.com. As we continue, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything. Let's talk David, listening in Huntington, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, y'all were talking about the underage drinking earlier.
Yes, sir.
There's just, y'all realize how many ideas you're giving people, giving kids and other people to get away with committing a crime?
What do you mean, ideas?
To just do it and then, you know, just fight it. As long as I fight it, I'll get away with it.
No, I didn't say that they'd get away with it.
No, they won't get away with it. If there's credible evidence, then we're not talking about that. We're talking about credible evidence.
There's no guarantee that if you take a charge to trial that is going to be tossed out, but that certainly will increase the odds that the system will be overburdened with a bunch of junk cases and that they will have to toss out the bunk charges. You don't think that's a good thing? You don't think it's a good thing for young people who are charged with this nonsense to avoid the, you know, possibly being convicted?
Yeah, it certainly is, but most people don't think that way. They just think that they just heard an idea to get off of something that they really did.
Well, so what if they really did it?
Like everything else.
Well, wait, so what if they really did it? Underage drinking's not a real crime.
I'm 31 years old. I sell liquor in a small town that has about 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And just in my small town, there are at least 15 people that drive around drunk all day, every day.
Right.
And how old are they?
They're of age, but there's still plenty of young kids that come in there. And in Huntington, I'm right outside of Huntington. Huntington's a lot bigger than that. You ever heard of Marshall University?
I have not, no.
Well, it's named after John Marshall. It's a really big university. Our town has about 50,000 people, and at least almost half of those are Marshall students.
Okay.
So underage drinking is a really big problem in that town.
Well, wait a minute. Is it a problem? Well, hold on. It's not a problem if people drink underage responsibly, is it?
They don't do it. No, there's not very many responsible people in this world anymore. I mean, there may be a few that are listening to you, but most of the people.
Well,
that
so
hear something
what?
I mean, I was responsible. The drinking age was 18 when I was that age group, and I was a responsible drinker.
Wayne, even if you did binge drink or whatever as a teenager, you probably learned your lesson right quick in those particular cases. You didn't need to go to jail in order to learn that drinking too much is a problem.
Yeah, that's right. But just the mindset of especially the young people today is if they can get away with something, they're going to do it. And to me, that's just...
That's true of all kids.
Yeah, but it's a lot worse now. Like I said, I'm 31 years old, and I've got a daughter who's getting ready to be a teenager. I'm scared to death.
Well, you know what? I share that. I have kids who are approaching teenage years as well, and I feel the same way. But I also think that you have to teach your kids. You have to spend time with them. A lot of parents nowadays don't spend enough time with their kids. They don't have a relationship with their kids, and their kids go off and do whatever the heck they want.
And I'm guilty of that because she lives with her mother, and her mother pretty much is starting to let her do whatever she wants.
Right, and that's a problem. You got to have a relationship with your child, and you have to teach them about drugs and alcohol and what responsibility means.
I try because I was addicted to drugs all my life, and I've been clean for 7 years now, and I tell her every day not to look at me as a role model.
Well, good for you.
Not to be like me, not to be like I was when I was growing up.
So wouldn't you agree, though, that teenagers should not be thrown in a cage if they get caught with alcohol?
They shouldn't be drinking. They shouldn't be thrown in a cage, but they shouldn't get away with it scot-free either.
What do you think should happen?
That's one. Something. I mean,
well, what?
You said that one kid got community service. Something just not.
But why? There's no crime. I mean, he hasn't harmed anybody. By having a beer or two or having liquor or whatever, no one has been hurt.
That's just another thing. I mean, people just don't realize that words have meanings. A crime is a crime.
No, sir. A crime is not. No. No, there. A crime has to have a definition. And to me, the definition of a crime.
It's illegal to drink if you're under 21.
Look, wait a minute. There are two types of so-called crimes. There's one that's real, and then there's one that's completely made up. And the one that's real is when you harm someone else. When you do it, when you aggress against another person or their property. So, for instance, if you were to drink something and then destroy someone else's car or destroy their property in some way, that would be a crime. But the crime would be the destruction of the property, not the drinking. The prohibitions that the government has created, these malum prohibitum laws, where some legislators sit around, these strangers, I don't know who they are, most of us don't know them, they sit around and they decide what is and what is not allowed, and they label it a crime if somebody does A, B, or C, even though A, B, and C don't have anything to do with actually having a victim. Those aren't real crimes, and I don't care if people commit those acts because they haven't hurt anybody.
I'm not saying I agree with the law. I'm just saying it's on the books.
Well, that is...
It's like when I was on drugs, I didn't agree with most of the laws because I was a drug addict. It was keeping me from getting high.
But you know something? Wouldn't you rather stop getting high because out of love for your own soul than because somebody put something on a piece of paper that you're not supposed to do it?
That's why I quit getting high. It's right on the head.
That's the only way you can quit being high, is if you decide that you've had enough.
Not out of fear, but out of love for yourself.
I've been in jail, and I've seen the people in there. There was one guy in there who was on withdrawal from heroin. He was not having a good time. But all he was talking about while he was in there was getting out and smoking a joint and, you know, going out and, you know, getting back on the horse. I mean,
so, yeah, the fact that it's illegal meant nothing to him.
Right. All it is is a system. All their laws are essentially an excuse to put bodies in cages. So they have an excuse to increase the amount of cages that they have and increase the amount of jailers that they have and continue to expand the size of government. So I understand what you're saying in that it says it on a piece of paper somewhere that you're not supposed to do these things. But that doesn't mean I should respect that. That doesn't mean I should obey that. That doesn't mean that I should appreciate that. Those things are wrong. It's wrong what they're doing to these teenagers, and it's wrong what they did to black people in, you know, during the Jim Crow laws, and it's wrong what they did to the Jews back in Nazi Germany, and all those things were legal too. Or they were made, you know, they were the system, and they were created by people within the system, so they had that aura of legitimacy around them. They were wrong.
And by the way, the abuse of drugs or alcohol is we all want to try to prevent that. You know, but however, is this the correct way to do it? Is this the optimal way to do it? That's the real question.
No, you shouldn't throw them in jail. In the area I live in, they banned the fake marijuana, the incense is banned. They're banning bath salts because kids are snorting up their nose. It's cocaine. I mean, this world is just crazy.
Well, and banning those things, as we discussed last night, and I thank you for the call tonight. We talked about the ban on the synthetic cannabinoids last night. That's not going to stop it.
No, they'll do something else.
It never does. Well, they can still do it. They'll just be smuggled in and sold on the black market. That's all they're doing. They're just putting those products into the black market, and they'll be sold by criminals now instead of by the corner convenience store. We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, your chance to win tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit and give you the contest lines. The contest lines are different from our call-in numbers. Call in number 800-259-9231. That allows you to bring up anything you want. Now, imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts or use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said that without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known thieves were coming, and added that LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say that they'll do, and it's worth it. Now, here at Free Talk Live, we don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that Mark and I are using, LifeLock. You can join us in protecting those you love and the things that you've worked so hard for from the ravages of identity theft this year. We need you to call now because we were able to get you 60 bonus days of LifeLock protection. That's a 60-day bonus if you call 800-242-2693. And do it for yourself and your family. That's LifeLock at 1-800-242-2693. 800-242-2693. All right, so 800-259-9231 is our number. We continue with your phone calls. Andrew is listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne. Andrew, hey, go ahead.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, I am a college student, and I am studying data mining for my bachelor degree. And I wanted to call in and talk to you guys about using a computer to and algorithms on a computer program in order to measure things, measure data, because it has to do with what Sonny brought up earlier with the Zeitgeist project, and it also sort of has to do with Cuba sort of moving away from communism and into a more capitalist environment.
Okay.
Basically, the whole zeitgeist thing, it wouldn't work because the argument is that this computer program can use an algorithm in order to find out what everybody wants, and it can remove money, and for some reason people will be in some sort of utopian society because all resources will be at max capacity of some sort. But algorithms don't necessarily work that way. One way that we can all maybe see how this works is in Netflix, when you rate a movie like a 4-star and it says, hey, I think you're going to like this movie as a 4-star. Mm-hmm. If you don't, for some reason, rate it that way, there's no consequence. It just becomes a new input, and the data just kind of gets revamped through an algorithm again, and then it makes better predictions for next time. It's just a prediction, and it's not some sort of final sort of thing. that the resource doesn't end. Mm-hmm. How this sort of relates to Cuba is that basically, when you remove a market from a system, you replace a market system with a management system. So the management system, it's based off of whatever the dictator or superior being wants. And it's
right, it's arbitrary.
And it's centralized.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The thing about this zeitgeist movement is that they don't understand the profit motive, and they don't understand the pricing mechanism, because we have these little monkey brains that don't allow us to understand all the information. However, if we understand calculations within our pricing system, we can make predictions of of what kind of foods we want based on how much they actually cost to get to us, or how much they cost to for a person to make, or the information it takes to obtain. That's why college is expensive, is because you're most likely gaining information that you can't get as a sort of laborer on a farm.
It's also college expensive because of federal government intervention.
Student loans.
Oh, yeah, I know that, too. Well, we study Austrian economics kind of exclusively at my school, because I do have an Austrian professor.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I do understand that, it's kind of screwed up. But for the most part.
When I started college back I hate to say the year, but when I started college,
1970,
something, I was going to a pretty expensive private university, and I remember I could have gone to the state University of Connecticut or one of the state schools for about $1,200 a year, and my school was like $3,360 tuition without room and board. I commuted my first 3 years of college, and so the first year of college, I paid that. I worked part-time. I was able to pay it myself. And then sophomore year started, and, of course, we had all the inflation in the 70s, so Jimmy Carter started the student loan program, and that came into effect. And by the time I was a senior, that same tuition was over $8,200 a year at that university. Mm-hmm. Same tuition, same number of credits, everything, but it was a lot more because you basically flooded all the universities with all this funny money, this government funny money that's borrowed, and it drove the prices up because before that, universities had to charge what people could afford.
Yes, we're absolutely seeing that today because that student loan program, essentially when the federal government gives those to colleges, a lot of the students on campus really think that that's somehow suppressing the price of tuition. But what that does is send a market signal to the university that there is a group of people that have this money that can only go towards one thing, the university, and so they raise their prices. About 3% or so each year, give or take, and it's just quite unfair, and it really skews the system.
And now it's ridiculous. Look at the debt that college students are in when they get out for some silly degree that doesn't even earn them a living when they get out. In many cases, they're out waiting tables with a communications degree or a literature degree. At one time, if you want to go get a literature degree, at least you could pay for it yourself and come out of college, and at least you didn't have all that debt sitting on your shoulders. So,
part of the reason I'm getting the data mining degree is because I went and got the lit degree. And we had the class of what to do with a lit degree, and I got kind of scared and decided to do something else. But, it's very unfortunate what's happening.
So any other comments you want to share on the zeitgeist movement?
No, I just wish that Sonny and anybody out there, don't put any more time into it. It's utopia. It's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
Read Austrian economics and Mises and Rothbard, and that's what you need.
Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, the movie is 2.5 hours long, and there's a lot that's agreeable in there. Like, they start out talking about how violence is bad, and of course I completely agree with some of those premises, that they're looking at humans and the tendency to be violent and all of the different aspects of that. And there's a lot of legitimate critique of the current system, which makes sense. But as we pointed out earlier, there's a number of premises that are completely incorrect, and from those premises...
Or not specific enough for the concept of money.
Right.
They're correct that fiat money is a problem, but if you have real value-based money, then you're actually bartering. You're trading for something of value for something of value.
And that's how prices are set. Is when people are actually doing the trading, when they offer their product or service to the marketplace and someone decides to buy at whatever that rate is, that's the set price. And it's important to have those so people know what's valuable and you know what the value of those things are and how much quantity there is out there. And the idea that it would all somehow be able to be tracked by some computer system that is centralized somewhere is really... How do you even get to that point? It's like a logistical nightmare to even conceptualize how this would happen. I mean, would you build your little concentric circled cities first, utopian cities first, and then somehow link them all together? Or would you have to build the computer program first and then build the centralized cities? And how you make it all interact together and all gel with whoever it is that's deciding how these things would work? It's beyond comprehension how this would actually end up panning out,
and on the other hand, the computers around the world, the internet, if everything is decentralized, you can have a free market like we've never had before, because the information that you need in a good marketplace is moving quicker, and it's more responsive to changes in people's wants and needs. So you could have a better free market with a decentralized computer system that enables and empowers the individual rather than one titular computer somewhere run by a bunch of mad scientists.
Well, right. Your question earlier, Wayne, was who programs the computer? That was one of my questions, and it was never really sufficiently answered in any of the conversations I've had with any of the Zeitgeist supporters. So that's a big issue, like who decides? And one of the things they said in the movie was that, well, we'll send out a survey, and you can write on the survey what it is you want. And then, someone will ultimately have to decide what you get out of what it is that you want and how that will end up happening. But just the central control doesn't work. You'd think that somebody who believes in the ideas of liberty would understand that. Anyway, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Andrew. Plenty of time for your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Only moments remain. There's enough time for your calls, your thoughts here at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that you'll find there. I was supposed to do a 12 Hours of Sebring giveaway here in a little bit, so stay tuned for that opportunity. Our number again, 800-259-9231. Let's jump right back into your phone calls. You, of course, can bring up anything you want and join us online at freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Dennis, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was listening to the underage drinking thing right there, and I just told your guy that back in the 60s, while I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, I saved some young kids from getting in trouble one night. I just got off work at the airport, and I usually go up to this DX station all night, and I get me, you know, six pack, and maybe and drive around some, play my radio, have a beer or two like that. Mm-hmm. One night, these young kids came in there, and I stayed right there and let them, and they got ahead and got some beer. I said, now, here's what we're going to do, man. There's some troopers that come up through here every now and then, you know, even this late at night. You guys just tell me where you're going. You just follow me, and then if the cop pulls you over, I'll stick around, and I'll get you off the hook. I guarantee it. So sure enough, we pull out of there, go on down the road, heading on into Nashville. And sure enough, cop pulled them kids over. So I turned around, brought my car out there, and started arguing with the cop. So he says, well, we're going back up to that DX station because I've been hearing about that place. So we got up there, and, of course, the owner, he's, no, I didn't sell them kids. And I told the cop, no. I said, no, they didn't get this beer from this place right here, man, at all. I was just here. I said, I bought my beer right here, and I guarantee you, you sorry two-bit badge-toting punk, that I am old enough to drink. He said, you want to see, you know? Because I told you guys before, I need cops anyway. So he just, you know, looked at me for a moment, and then I told him, I said, look, I'm really getting to lose my patience with you right here. Now, you get back in your car, shut up. Go out there and start catching some criminals somewhere. Well, I'll have my Uncle Clarence, who's a lawyer in Smithville, check into you and find out what you forgot to put in your application, man.
Wow.
And we'll see how fast I can get you fired.
Wait a minute. How long ago was this?
Well, this was in the 60s.
Okay, things are different back then.
Yeah, I don't know. Barney Fife and Andy Griffith no longer exist.
Yeah, I don't know if that would play out so well today. You might get thrown to the pavement if you tried something like that today.
Well, anyway, he got in his car and he drove off. Because I told him, I said, I don't ever want to see you again, man. So we drove off and I followed the kids then. I said, I'm going to run interference for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did. We went on in Nashville. We were going to Vanderbilt and everything like that. And everybody's thank you. Then I went back and seen the owner of the place. He said, Dennis, man, thank you, man. You saved my business, my home, everything. He says, I know where you work at. He says, anytime you get short on gas or cigarettes or anything else, you just come and see me and I'll take care of you.
That is a great story, Dennis. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Right.
At 800-259-9231. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen today if you talk to a cop like that.
No, yeah. You know, I think that you have to be firm sometimes if you really feel like you're being injusticed by a police officer. But the best thing to do is to talk with people and to be respectful, because you don't know if you have a good one or a bad one when you first meet up. And
that's true.
A first impression's important.
You know, just further thoughts on the underage drinking topic. We had a caller earlier who was kind of suggesting that, well, it's the law, and so, you know, kids need to be punished, it's the law. I think that what we need to focus on as a society, if I can speak collectively in that way, is compassion and harm reduction. I mean, if it's true that we don't want kids to overdo it when it comes to drinking, look, we know they're going to drink, okay? Can we accept that? Please, as you know, individuals.
And if they're not allowed to drink, they'll do something else crazy to get high, because that's what they do.
Like huff paint or something like that.
Or something stupid, or glue or something dumb.
So to engage in, you know, acts of compassion and information and harm reduction are the ways to handle this. As you mentioned, Wayne, as a parent, you want to teach your kids about responsible drinking, to educate them at home before they go out and encounter their first high school party where they go overboard and end up in the hospital from alcohol poisoning, or down the line have something horrible like that happen to them or one of their friends because they didn't learn how to handle drinking at home at, you know, the discretion of their parents or under the supervision of their parents. So using that kind of approach to educate is very important. And if somebody is addicted to drugs or alcohol and has a problem, to understand that the only way they're ever going to get out of that is if they come to that conclusion on their own, and to engage in, you know, harm reduction where they are offered the way out, where they're given a path to end this addiction for themselves, and where they're loved and they're appreciated and they're related to and they're introduced to someone who has had a similar experience and can relate to them and help them along their road, rather than threatening them and using violence against them and putting them in a cage and scaring them. Those are not the ways to solve these problems.
Yeah, drug and alcohol abuse is a medical problem. It should not be a criminal problem unless they hurt somebody while they're under the influence.
But a lot of the people that say that, I agree with that statement. But a lot of the people that say that, the hidden message is, well, we shouldn't be arresting them. We should be throwing them into treatment programs, you know, which is like, okay, it's slightly better than throwing them into a cage, but not really, because you're just then using the government to enrich this, whoever it is that's running this treatment program, by forcing people who would otherwise not choose to be there to be there, which, of course, actually damages the quality of the program, because then in a group discussion, you've got a bunch of people in there that don't want to be there and aren't really serious about quitting whatever their addiction is. So it really is, it makes things worse when you try to force people into treatment. I know that's not what you were saying, but that's like the code that a lot of the politicians will use.
Well, you know, I would argue too that the society that this is evolving into with the more coercion, the lack of opportunities, you know, the direction we're moving into is actually creating a void for a lot of people, where that's all they feel they have to do is to escape it. Whereas when you have a more functional society where people have opportunities and they're happy and they've got freedom, then I think people actually feel less of a need to abuse drugs or alcohol.
Maybe the case.
Look at the Indian reservations. Look at the Soviet Union. All the alcoholism in the Soviet Union was worse than here.
Good point.
Let's continue.
Because
people were miserable.
We've got Mike on the line in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
Good, good. Hey, I want to comment on the driver's license that you guy was talking about earlier.
Sure, go ahead.
I had an instance where I got pulled over. I can't remember even why. And it was like 20 years ago. And I didn't have my driver's license on me, and the cops were all freaking out, you know, and they were like,
you know, they were debating on it with each other, and the one guy says, well, he didn't say, you know, he wasn't going to give it to you. He just said he didn't, you know, he left it at home. And they were all freaking out and debating, and I go, just look it up on your computer, and so they did. And the cop goes, well, you remember, you have to have that on you at all times when you're walking and everything. And I let him know, I says, that's a driver's license, right? I says, that doesn't say a walking license on it. And this guy just, he turned all red and freaked out, and they were going to grab me and throw me in jail pretty much. They were just freaking. Mm-hmm. And I says, okay. I says, and, you know, because I was kind of telling him, no, I don't have to have it at all times. You know, it doesn't say that, you know. And he pretty much freaked out, was coming at me. And I says, okay, all right, I'll carry it at all times. And then he just kind of let me go. But, I mean, wow. it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a very sharp comment to make, and you're absolutely right. I mean, what obligation do you have to carry their card around in your pocket that you may not even have because not everybody has a driver's license? They do have government IDs, but you don't have an obligation to get one of those either.
I can drive my legs for free.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for the call and the story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Want to make sure we've got enough time to give you these Sebring tickets. But first, you need to know what it is. The 12 Hours of Sebring is an awesome Le Mans race in Sebring, Florida, happening March 16th through the 19th. It's like a race party. This thing is huge. The trials are the first 3 days, culminating in the big race on Saturday. And here at Free Talk Live, we've got a pair of four-day super passes for you to attend the 12 Hours of Sebring in Sebring, Florida, if you call in. I'll give you the number here in a moment. And it would be nice if you would go ahead and you know, actually be attending the race, you know, like if you actually intend to go, to call in now for the tickets, 12 Hours of Sebring. You'll get two four-day super passes. We'll give it to caller number, maybe number 5 or something like that. I'll pick an arbitrary winner because it's always arbitrary. If you call in at 603-435-1105, don't worry. If you don't win today, we've got more of these to give away, I think, throughout the rest of this week. So you're probably going to have a chance to win, I think, every single night this week. So especially if you're in Florida, obviously it'll be really convenient for you. But this is such a big race. Wayne, I don't know if you are into the racing scene. I'm not personally. But Mark told me he went to this thing one year, and it was like the biggest party he'd ever been to. Just a humongous amount of people in this huge area. And, like, yeah, there's the race, but then there's also kind of the tailgating party section where things just are absolutely crazy. The number for you, 603-435-1105. You get eight pair of four-day super passes to the 12 Hours of Sebring. Is happening March 16th through the 19th. You can, of course, find more information online. And if you call in at 603-435-1105, we'll do caller number 5. 603-435-1105. Call that now, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.